91X News.
It's 18 degrees with a severe thunderstorm warning. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. The students have spoken, and Loyalist College student government has three new members. Robert Hoekstra won the Biosciences and Business Leader vote. Natasha Pereira took home the first-year leader vote. And Dalton Sanderly narrowly edged out Aaron Foote for the Justice Studies leader vote. A total of 349 students cast a ballot in the two-day election, which ended Thursday afternoon, about 12% of the full-time student body. That's a very low mark for an election, but it still could be one of the best voter turnouts the college has had in years. Voter turnout has been traditionally around 8% in recent years. Students will have an opportunity to meet members of the student government next Wednesday evening in the Link Lounge. The Taste of Quinte will rise and shine tonight at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Trenton. Organizer of the Savor Food and Wine Festival, Christina Waltz, says local businesses really benefit from this event.
Well, it really gives a chance for our local restaurants and caterers to get some face-to-face time with people who are actually trying their products on site. They get feedback, build relationships, and just repeat exposure.
Paul Marconi, vice president of the Casadilla Estates Winery, says the festivals help them promote close to home.
Just to basically benefit and mess being local, I like to keep the product local and let everybody know that we're here.
Savor runs from 5 till 9 tonight. Admission is $13 in advance and $15 at the door. Tough economic times are prompting Irish judges to give up a centuries-old tradition. Hundreds of judges have decided to abandon their wigs in an effort to save taxpayers' money. Until now, each new judge received a London-made white-dyed horsehair wig that costs about $3,000. The practice of Irish judges wearing wigs dates back to the mid-17th century. Washington is reiterating Iran will pay a price for a plot to assassinate the Saudi ambassador on U.S. soil.
Undersecretary of State Wendy Sherman told a House panel the plot was directed by elements of the Iranian government and that there will be repercussions.
The regime must be held accountable for its actions.
And while Sherman says Iran currently faces a very tough set of sanctions, Congressman Gary Ackerman made clear that approach may have run its course.
We're near the point where other options will have to be considered.
The president has alluded to the military option, a move some lawmakers up here oppose. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
That's 91X to 303. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
Once again, Islanders goaltender Rick DiPietro is injured. After being hit with a Brian Rolston shot in practice, DiPietro has been diagnosed with a concussion. He has played a combined 39 games in the past three seasons. There's no place like home for the Buffalo Sabres. After opening the season with two wins in Europe, the Sabres finally play their home opener tonight versus Carolina at the renamed First Niagara Center. Anaheim hosts San Jose in the only other NHL contest. Theo Epstein remains the Boston Red Sox GM for now. A source tells the Associated Press the Chicago Cubs and Red Sox are still discussing compensation in a deal that would bring Epstein to the Windy City. Epstein has reportedly agreed to a five-year deal with the Cubs. Zach Greinke goes to the mound tonight, looking to give the Milwaukee Brewers a 3-2 lead over the St. Louis Cardinals in the NL Championship Series. The Brewers are coming off a 4-2 victory last night. The Cardinals give the ball to Jaime Garcia. The Calgary Stampeders can move into top spot in the West Division with a road win over Toronto tonight. Calgary is currently tied atop the standings with the BC Lions and Edmonton Eskimos. The Argos open their season with a victory in Calgary, but have been eliminated from postseason contention. The curtain raises tonight on the Pan Am Games in Mexico with the opening ceremony. Soccer player Christine Sinclair will carry Canada's flag. She will lead a team of 493 athletes, the largest the country has ever sent to the Games. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91X Weather.
91X Weather. Today, showers with risk of severe thunderstorm. Rain amount 10 to 15 millimeters. Wind southeast 20 kilometers an hour, becoming southwest this afternoon. Temperature steady near 18. Tonight, showers ending this evening, then cloudy with 60% chance of showers. Risk of a severe thunderstorm early this evening. Wind west 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50 and a low of 10. Saturday, periods of rain amount 5 to 10 millimeters. Wind west 50 kilometers an hour, gusting to 70 and a high of 13. Right now, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect. It's 20 degrees, and I'm Sam Norman with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.